Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio. Jim Masters here. Pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to have Sydney Paredes joining us here of Breakthrough Leadership. She's extraordinary at what she does. She's an experienced and masterful executive coach, president of Breakthrough Leadership, a firm that helps leaders and teams identify and breakthrough barriers that keep them from achieving their full potential. She draws upon a broad leadership experience in Fortune 100 companies, higher education, and her own life experience, challenges, and successes to help her clients thrive. Sydney is a certified integral coach and holds the International Coach Federation's professional coach credential. She also is certified as a leadership embodiment coach and positive intelligence, aka mental fitness, coach. She's earned two graduate degrees, an executive MBA from the University of Oregon, and an MA in applied behavioral science from Vassar University. She has also competed in a pro-am ballroom dance competition, was 2011 president of the Minnesota chapter of the International Coach Federation, and was honored by them with their 2015 award for her contribution to the coaching profession. She has a passion for performing arts and served on her local theater's board as president. Sydney and her husband, Don Hansen, run a vintage shop in Taylor's Falls and donate 100% of sales proceeds to the local theater to help keep the arts alive in rural Wisconsin and Minnesota. With Sydney's firm, while compassionate ongoing support, her clients regain confidence that even if they get stuck in limiting beliefs and challenges, they can overcome anything and discover clarity that enhances their performance and quality of life personally and professionally. To talk about this and so much more, Sydney joins us live and direct from Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, which is about an hour northwest of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Sydney, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
I'm so glad that you're here because I love the kind of work that you do. And I'd like to know what makes people tick and what has inspired them early on to realize that this is the kind of work they were meant to do, work they love, the work that speaks to them. Tell us about your earlier background and some of those inspirations for you.
Thank you. Well, I was born and raised in small towns in Oregon. So I'm really, even though I'm living in the Midwest, I'm really a West Coast girl. And my father was a logger and in state forestry, my mom in food service. And I then, after graduating from high school, lived in Portland for 25 years and began my 30-year career in telecommunications there. You know, I married a wonderful man, Jess Paredes, who passed away in 1999 and then was lucky enough to find another wonderful husband, Don Hansen, which is what prompted me to move to Minnesota to be with him here. So I've been coaching over 20 years, and what inspired me to move into leadership development was you know, sort of experiencing the challenges working inside big companies and how difficult it was to make lasting positive change in organizations, especially from grassroots. It's like those changes never really stayed if they weren't supported by top leadership. So for me, it was a matter of leveraging my time and energy. If I could help one leader relax into her strengths and to become more powerful in the best sense of the word and courageous, that I could see that it would have a positive impact on all of the people that, you know, in her organization or his organization. And so that's really what shifted me to work in leadership development and then eventually to start my own coaching firm after I left corporate America.
lot of people have left corporate, especially during the pandemic, sort of writing their own story now and what really touches them and inspires them. So then the coaching part developed for you, and leadership is very central to the work. What is it about leadership that speaks to you that makes it so central to your work?
It's what I mentioned about leverage. You know, by working with leaders, because I love working with people, any person. And, I mean, at a minimum, we're leading our own lives, right? So
yes.
The notion of leadership, of being sort of making choices, of being able to respond to any situation that I'm in an effective way, whether I'm, you know, a CEO of a big company or I own my own small business or I'm managing my family, I mean, whatever role I have, leadership helps create a sustainable, fulfilling, meaningful lives, whether I'm leading myself or leading a group or leading in my community. So I just find it a powerful place to work, and a way to leverage my own, you know, lifeblood and time and energy to make the biggest impact that I can make.
That's great. And that's the thing. It's all about making the impact in a very profound way. I'm sure you feel everybody can benefit from a coach, right? Even coaches get coached. Mm-hmm.
Right. I almost always have a coach working on one thing or another. So I don't believe everyone needs a coach. I do believe everyone deserves a coach. And I mean, you know, to someone to walk side by side with you, to help support you to reach your goals and to be your best self.
That's what it's about. Exactly. And with authenticity as well. How do you define, this is a loaded question and everybody has their own definition of this and there's different measures of it. And sometimes the measures that we measure are superficial and not really anything of great value. You know, the new car in your driveway is going to thrill you for about 30 days, but when that monthly payment comes for 6 years, you're not going to be so thrilled. So how do you define real, honest, to goodness success?
Actually, I've thought about that question a lot and even wrote about it a few years back. So I feel clearer than I used to be when someone would ask me that. But I think of success as being both material and personal. And like you say, material success maybe isn't the new car in the driveway, but it's having enough money to meet basic needs and provide, for me, access to education and experiences and to be able to contribute to the greater community. That's what I think of as material success. And personal success for me is being able to stay open to what life wants from me and to be connected to myself, my own ways of knowing and being able to make conscious choices about how I respond in whatever situation I'm in. And to find ways to express my unique gifts and to the world and to help others express their gifts. So that's how I define success for myself.
That's terrific. It's a good way to look at it, and it's a very positive way to look at it. What do you think are the biggest obstacles people face in trying to become successful?
Okay, well,
That could take a while, right?
I can narrow it down because what gets in my way, I do think, is also what gets in other people's way. And that is that when we feel threatened in some way, even if we're not aware of that we're feeling threatened, and it can be the smallest thing, right? threat could be I walk down the hallway, I smile at my boss, but my boss doesn't smile back, and all of a sudden, you know, my survival brain kicks in because that can be perceived as a threat. And then our automatic pilot takes over in our defensive behaviors and mechanisms that we've, you know, developed in our early life usually. And unfortunately, those are habitual reactive responses that don't always serve us very well in day-to-day work and relationships. And not to mention that, you know, cortisol, the hormone cortisol, is triggered by our survival brain. And when that's running in our body, it hurts us physically to boot, right? So when we're, you know, emotionally hijacked, I think is the term that Daniel Goleman coined, we're on automatic pilot. We're off center, is how one of my teachers, Wendy Palmer, would call it. We're knocked off center. We are temporarily disconnected when that happens. Research shows maybe from 80% of our knowledge, our wisdom, what we know, our choices, and so we're ineffective. And unfortunately, it happens all the time, every day, throughout the day. So I think of what gets in our way of being successful is us, our own habitual responses to when we're fearful, when our survival brain is in charge, which unfortunately is more often than I'd like to think.
What would you say is the biggest contribution to your professional and personal success?
Well, for me, I think my own commitment to learning about myself and ways to help people, and also the supportive relationships in my life. My family is wonderful, my friendships. Sometimes even strangers who have stepped in to help me when I've needed help the most. It's definitely contributed to my professional and personal success. And my resilience, learning over the years to be more resilient, learning to get up after I fall, and from my experience and about myself, you know, those are the things that I also draw on to help my clients. And while I have lots of education and training, it is my life experience, I think, that helps me most in serving my clients. I'm not a stranger to adversity. I know firsthand the challenges of leadership, and I can draw on those experiences to really to help clients no matter what they put on the table. I have both education and training and ways of helping, but also I can relate to them and empathize. And I think that has helped me a lot.
And that's terrific. You are also a certified integral coach. Maybe you can tell us about what that is and how you distinguish it from, you know, integral coaching and from other coaching methodologies.
Ah, thanks for that. James Flaherty created New Ventures West a number of years ago. He was one of the first coach trainings that in the world. And integral, a simple way for me to look at it is that we don't leave things out when working with human beings. And integral as a concept refers to including everything about a client and the client's world in our coaching, and not just what they're aware of, but also their potential and how we can help bring that to the surface through, you know, our skillful methods. And this can include the client's body as well. You know, it's working with people intellectually, emotionally, and physically. And, you know, as an integral coach, I want to leave people able, when coaching ends, to be able to self-correct and find resources if they're off track, and therefore to have long-term excellent in whatever the focus area of the coaching was. And again, it's, I think, one of the key things that makes it distinct is that sort of whole person coaching, including the body, which is often left out. And so that's, in short, how, I mean, you can look online for Integral Coaching or Adventures West and get more in-depth description if you're curious, if our listeners are curious about that.
That sounds fascinating as well. You know, if someone hired you as a coach, how would that process unfold? What is the process like, especially in the beginning? I would imagine, you know, an intake of sorts, an assessment of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, we start out sort of like you and I are right now, just talking with each other, you know, making sure that there's the relationship is going to work for both the client and the coach. And then you're right, there's a lot of data gathering, both in a conversation, an interview with you if you were my client, and a questionnaire that I have you fill out, sometimes some assessments if it seems like they're going to be helpful, and depending on what you want coaching help with. So that's all up front. And then once we decide to move forward, then the first and very most important step is to, I would help you create really clear coaching goals and have them be as measurable as possible, you know, and then I design custom coaching program for you based on who you are, what you bring, and what you want to have be different, what specific goals you have. And then I assess what I think is going to help you get there and design for you your own coaching program that's not like anybody else's. Although I do have to say that often, and we haven't talked about this yet, but I often will include at the beginning of your program, because I haven't found clients this hasn't helped, some sort of maybe the positive intelligence training program or leadership embodiment, but some way to make sure that you have the ability as a foundation of the coaching to center yourself when you get knocked off center. You know, we talked earlier about obstacles and that we get triggered, we get emotionally hijacked, or we get knocked off center and then we're not effective. I make sure for my clients they have a way, a practice that they, is part of the coaching to be able to gradually get better and better at knowing that's happened and getting themselves back, coming back to their center, before they do or say anything next, once they know they're triggered. So we'll be talking more about that, but that's often part of a coaching program because it allows us to get a lot more done in the time that we work together than if we don't have that, if a client doesn't have that ability. And then we have regular coaching conversations, usually, you know, every couple of weeks, typically for an hour, often on Zoom, to stay on track toward the goals. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
So, you know, when you look at it all, the outcomes, what are typical outcomes your clients experience from working with you as their coach?
Well, my tagline, if you looked at my website, is greater impact with more ease. And so that's often kind of the overall umbrella is being able to get better results, but with less efforting often. So this looks like in some clients it's maybe developing a more powerful leadership presence. We often work there, and I mean powerful in the best sense of the word power. That leadership presence, I walk into the room, and before I ever open my mouth, people have a sense that we're all in this together, right? Relationships improve. People become more resilient, and often their health and their sense of well-being improve. They increase their emotional intelligence, become better communicators, specifically speaking up with more clarity and precision. Being able to take a stand, for example, and still stay connected to people. And in general, just handling difficult situations more effectively. So when we talk client to client, you know, I'm thinking of a few clients I've had in the last few years. One reported that she just felt more comfortable and confident as an executive leader and had improved her ability to engage with other senior leaders in ways that promoted understanding and built relationships. Quote, unquote, I do have my clients, you know, fill out an evaluation form at the end of coaching and really talk about what they got from it. And another client said that she learned to communicate in ways that left people feeling more heard and respected. And another, an owner of a financial services company, improved her awareness of and ability to manage her judgments. And that's helped her stay open and connected when time and resources were constrained, you know, when the pressure's on, to be able to stay open and non-anxious when the environment is anxious. And then another client said she just became more relaxed and generous under pressure and was able to stay present and connected in interactions with people much more effectively. When the pressure was on than she had been able to before. And these kinds of outcomes really help people be effective in multiple areas in their life, not just at work.
Which is important for people to realize. What would you say are the most important benefits for your clients that they receive from working with you, Sydney?
A few years ago, I checked back with clients that I had worked with over about a 15-year period and asked them what was still with them after, you know, from coaching we'd done many years earlier. And the biggest thread in that had to do with this ability to come back to myself when I'm triggered. And so responses varied, but that was the theme. Things like, and again, I'm looking at some notes from that survey I did. One client said, I still tend to talk too much when I'm nervous or defensive, but now when I notice I'm doing that, I stop and exhale and breathe, and then I ask an open question. And that almost always moves us to a more meaningful and productive place. So it's that ability to notice I'm off center and bring myself back is what she's talking about. Another person said, when I get overwhelmed with competing priorities, it stops me in my tracks. When I realize I'm there, I take a few minutes, I get myself centered and ask myself, what's the most important thing right now? The answer I get almost always gets me back on track. So once again, it's I notice I'm off center, I notice I'm triggered, or I notice I'm in a habitual response. I get back to my center so I can make a better decision. I can take in more information. I'm connected to my sources of intelligence. And then lastly, the one I wanted to mention was I'm still the only woman on our leadership team, and there are some strong personalities who tend to walk and talk over me when I'm trying to make a point. I used to let this happen. When this happened, I let it go to avoid conflict. Now, when that happens, I take time to get centered, and I am able to hold my own in a way that works. I get more respect, I am heard, and I'm making a greater impact. So when you ask the most important benefit, I really do think it comes down, Jim, to having simple practices that allow me to develop the ability to get back to my center when I'm triggered, when my survival brain has taken over.
How would you say you help clients tap into capacities that they already have to come and center themselves in rather stressful situations?
Well, I provide practices from that I've learned from my teachers, like positive intelligence or leadership embodiment, to help people develop this. But many people already have it. Anything you've done over and over in your life that requires being really present, really focused and attentive, that you've already developed this ability. It's just maybe you don't know that you can tap into it, you know, in other situations. And so the client I learned this from first happened to have been a championship rodeo. Like, he was a calf roper, a national champion calf roper. And when I was asking him how you learned to be a calf roper, he said to me, well, my wife says before they open the gate, they open the gate for the calf to go, and then they open the gate for the horse and rider to go. My wife says by the look on my face, she knows if we're going to be successful or not. And when I asked him what he meant by that, he said, if I'm not really connected to my horse. And when he said it, his whole countenance changed. It's like he became a different person almost. He, you know, and what I learned later was happening is he was centering. He was getting centered when he imagined connecting with his horse. And I asked, can you do that anytime you want? And he goes, do what? And I go, what you just did. And he did it again. He's like, you mean connect with my horse? Yes, of course. I've done it thousands of times. You know, and then he's more effective once he does that. And his leadership challenge was that he kept losing his cool and turning red in the face and shaking his finger and yelling at his team. And actually, in that interview, I wondered, how will I help him? I couldn't imagine he would take a yoga class willingly. And then here was this calf roper thing, this connecting to the horse. And so his practice became when he noticed that he was about to lose his cool, which he could notice because he said he would get this little red hot heat thing coming up the back of his neck. Right? I notice I'm getting triggered. He would stop and imagine connecting with his horse, which really brought him back to his center. And from that place, he could make a decision what to do or say next. And he stopped losing his cool almost immediately. And I became kind of famous in that organization for being the coach who, you know, worked with him, because his whole leadership style changed when he stopped losing his temper and yelling at people. So that's really one example. I was a competitive ballroom dancer for a few years, and so my preparation for getting ready to walk out onto the dance floor included everything in a centering practice, breath and gravity and relaxing but standing tall. And so I can tap into that in seconds because I did it so many times. One of my clients had been a gymnast, you know, like Olympic quality gymnast. And so what she would do before running and leaping on top of the horse, I think is what they called her sport, what really getting calm and centered and clear and focused. And so then she learned to tap into that when she, you know, was in stressful situations at work, and then immediately be able to make a more effective response. So that's how I help clients tap into quality they already have practiced that they can use.
That's terrific.
Does that make sense? Oh,
it does, yeah. I want to give people, we've run out of time. We're towards the end of the program. Mm-hmm. The half hour went by very quickly. But they can go to www.breakthroughleader.com. That's breakthroughleader.com. And I'll spell that out for everybody. B-R-E-A-K-T-H-R-U. And then the word leader.com. You can also check out Sydney on LinkedIn. Sydney, this was a pleasure. This is part one of a two-part series. I want to let folks know that Sydney will return to Close Up Radio on Wednesday, November 1st at 2 p.m. Eastern for part two. We look forward to that. Thanks for stopping by the show today. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Sydney. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And there's a free centering practice for you on my website. Just click on the red box and I'll send it to you. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening.
You are very welcome. We appreciate Sydney being with us. And again, breakthroughleader.com is the website. She'll be back for part two next week. We look forward to that. For all of us here at Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, right here on Close Up Radio. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.